This podcast contains explicit content. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to the Creepy Cannabis Podcast, where we chat all things creepy, cannabis, true crime, paranormal, and weird. I'm Madeline.
I'm Rachel. And Petrie's in here, too. So if you hear farts or snorts...
That's him.
He's 100.
Not us, it's him. He's doing
this. You'll know, because his are like... He has no shame. It'll just be like a...
Poof. It's not us. Before I tell the strain and the story, I have a story for you all and Rachel, who I haven't told yet. So, I'm watching my mom's dogs the other night. Two little fucking beans. French bulldog and a pug. Yeah. Yeah, French bulldog and a pug. So, if you can imagine, quite small, quite not going to save me in the event of any... terrifying event.
First of all, Joseph, his name is Colby, but Joseph is not small.
Why did he think that was his name?
My husband, Sean, I said my husband, Sean was like, what's that dog's fucking name, Joseph? And I was like, no, it's Colby. Like, what? It doesn't even sound like Joseph. But he did his best. That's but I will assure you that Colby is not protecting jack shit except for maybe a taco.
No, and Xander just stands there and, like, stares. But he's so cute. So, anyway, I walk out of the... I should preface this with some, like, geography. My apartment building, there's, like, a driveway leading up to the building, and off of which is, like, a pretty main road. Not a main road, but, like... And the driveway is, like, pretty long, pretty far from the road. Not, like, a crazy amount, but, like, far enough that if I were to, say, see somebody walking on the sidewalk down at that street, which is officially parallel to me.
Yes, okay, so it's a street.
Far looking. And it's 11, like, pretty much 11 o'clock at night, and on a Thursday.
Are you walking the dogs? Is that what's...
Well, I had just walked out the front door, so basically they're peeing on the first bush they see. So I'm barely... two walking paces from the front door. So I'm just standing there. It's like 11 p.m. I'm fucking tired. They're peeing, and I'm just like glancing off into the abyss, as one does. And I see this guy at the road, and I'm like, okay. Like, and I always check, especially at night, and if I have the dogs, I check to see if they have a dog with them, because... Mm-hmm. My mom's dogs do not like big dogs, and they'll bark, and it's a whole thing. So I try to avoid it. So I'm like glancing at this man to assess if he has a dog. At which point the thought goes through my head, oh no, he doesn't have a dog. He's just walking. And he's walking straight as if he's going to walk directly past the apartment building and continue walking.
I understand. So he's going to go across the driveway.
Correct.
And the entryway to the apartment.
Correct.
Complex.
Well, okay. He's already walking. Like, by the time I notice him, he's already walking across the driveway.
Okay.
Entrance. And is pretty much all the way across, as if he was, again, going to continue walking straight. And then he glances in my direction. We make eye contact. And he 90 degrees it and starts walking quickly up the driveway.
No. That's a murderer.
I know.
I don't even know how other people could even refute that.
Claim. Okay, thank you. So anyway, even if he did live there and was like suddenly out of his amnesia fog and he's like, ah, yes, my apartment building. Like, who turns like that, number one? And who goes from walking at a leisurely pace to walking very fast?
Like, he went from a Michael Myers pace to like a fucking Freddy Krueger.
Correct.
Okay.
So all right, so I went into immediate fight or flight mode and I flew for my life.
Fighting's not an option.
No. I didn't have anything to protect me. I had two small dogs. Like, they were not going to save me. And if they got away, like, my mom would end my life. So it's just, it was a lose-lose scenario.
You were going to die.
So I'm running.
Okay.
So, okay. And this is how fast it happened, because by the time he turned, and it was such an abrupt turn that that's what, like, put me into fight or flight, because I'm like, who turns that fast at 11 p.m. at night when there's nobody out, nobody around, no sounds, just me standing there with two small dogs? And this is a grown man, a white man.
Absolutely a white man.
That was my next sentence.
I mean, he probably just offed his whole family.
He was 100% a white man in his 30s to 40s wearing a tan bomber jacket and tan pants.
Oh, no.
You're done. And if he wasn't in his 30s to 40s, he was older than that. But, like, he was moving with swift efficiency.
So. Not swift efficiency. I've had a smoker's laugh ever since.
So I literally didn't even have time to think. I turn immediately, turn around, dragging the dogs behind me, whip open the door, push the door back behind me. The next door is the one that actually locks unless you have a fob. So I fob in, push the door behind me, and I run up the stairs, and I'm hiding in the packaging area.
Oh, no, I'd be looking right into a soul from that locked door.
Okay, well, this is where it gets even more fucked up. So I go to the left to the packaging area. The elevator's to the right to get up to my apartment.
Yes.
And you have to cross in front of the immediate view of the door.
Yeah, you have to cross the front. It's like a giant glass front, too.
So this man was moving swiftly enough that by the time I got up the stairs, which, again, it's a small lobby, he was approaching the front door already. So he's approaching the front door. He comes in the first door, and then there's a thing on the wall that you can, like, press the apartment numbers and be let in by somebody without having a fob. So I hear numbers start getting pressed, and I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. So numbers are getting pressed. Then I hear the door shake, unsuccessfully, not open.
So he was trying to reach anybody who might buzz him in, hoping somebody was waiting on someone or food. Point blank period, that's what he was doing.
Yes.
Because why would you even bother? If you lived there, you would have your fob, A, because you literally know you can't get in without it, and B, then frantically trying to open the door.
Right. So anyway, eventually the door opens, and I heard it open, and then I heard swift footsteps to the elevator, and whoever it was got on the elevator and went up somewhere. So now my question is, did that person live in the building? Because if they did, who fucking acts like that? And who thinks that it's acceptable in this day and age to swiftly walk at a woman who is alone at night with two small dogs and not expect them to run for their fucking lives, unless you're going to say, hey, I left my key, I live here. Nothing.
He
just swiftly
communicate.
No. He just power walked.
But also, I'm most offended about the fucking tan on tan situation.
That is equally the most offensive part to me.
You obviously don't have the skin tone to pull that off. So.
Equally the most offensive part to me as well. And I was called Cheyenne as I'm running in the building. And I'm just, like, violently, like, and aggressively breathing and trying not to say anything too loud. And then she's like, what's happening? And I'm
And
I'm, like, trying to be quiet, because that's when I start hearing him pressing the buttons and trying the door. So I'm like, he's trying to get in. And she's like, what?
She probably thinks it's, like, your apartment door.
I know.
But, like, at the same time, it's good that you didn't go right for your apartment, because, A, if he was following you, he might have, like, clocked that, or he may have pushed in past you. You should go to your security office and tell them you want to see the camera from that evening, because you believe that person was trying to, like, do something nefarious, and you just want to verify.
Oh,
and be like,
God.
Is there any way to, like, just confirm that's a resident here? Like, you're not asking for his personal information. You're saying, can you look at this person and confirm that they are a resident here? Because I would like to, you know, if I don't want to be overreacting, but, like, it was bizarre.
It was horrifying. I literally was, like, so fucking scared. I've never not thought and just run for my life so quickly.
Oh, I see.
You know what I mean? As soon as I saw him 90 degree it and start heading in my exact direction, after we made eye contact and he was already all the way across the driveway.
That's
if you lived in that building, you would hug the curb and come up.
Correct.
The driveway.
Yeah.
He crossed the street
and turned around.
And then turned right and walked up the driveway on the farthest edge from the street that he was coming from.
It reminds me of the story on Morbid, and I'm not going to say the person's name because it happened to be the murderer in this case happened to, like, transition to, like, is now identifies as a man, but I can't remember their name.
Mm-hmm.
But it reminds me of that when the one girl who, like, got away from that person was like, all I heard were just the fastest footsteps sprinting up behind me.
And I was like, not today, Satan.
Here's the thing, I'd be dead because, you know, the fight or flight?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have fight or flight. I have freeze and fear. But if it were to be me and, like my goddaughter or, like, somebody, if you were there or Sean was there, I will fuck you up for my friends or family. For myself, I'm like, finally!
I just got such a bad feeling that I wasn't willing to see whether or not he was just simply a resident who had left his fob.
Yeah, but
and additionally, I'm not going to let in some random fucking man in the middle of the night because you say you left your fob. Call up your apartment.
Yeah, I'd be like, I'll wait here while you call the front desk, like, through this door. I just, like, what is it like to be a man?
I don't know.
Well, a white man in particular, because...
And if he was truly not doing anything nefarious, what world it must be nice to live in to think that you can just do that to somebody in the night and not have them run away for their lives.
He probably heard, like, that Roe v. Wade was overturned, and he was like, oh, they don't care about women anymore.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was actually the night before, but...
Yeah, but he just probably knew with basic intelligence how that was going to go, like the rest of us
did. Like, great, I can rape freely.
And she has to keep it.
Right.
I'm sorry. Is it too soon to make this joke?
No.
Okay. Just
it's factual.
Sure. Okay. Moving onward. That is horrifying. So anyway, I concur. He was there to kill you.
For okay. sure. Right? Okay.
And
see,
then
he
got in somehow.
I mean, it was obviously a man who said this, but they were like, he probably just forgot his key fob. And, like, I'm like, okay.
But then say, hey, do you live here? I forgot my key fob.
But the problem is he was such an awkwardly far distance away. That wasn't even, like, a thing. Like, he would have had to scream at the top of his lungs to assess a message.
Okay, then you turn as you get to the opening, proceed to walk
normally.
In as if you are normal and go, hey, I don't want to scare you. I know I'm, like, a man coming at you at night. I live here. Do you feel comfortable to fob me in? Like, what's the situation? To which you would respond, no, but I will get security to help you.
There is no security.
No. And I won't help you figure that out. However,
no,
thank you so much for your courtesy. Like, I'm sorry, but men don't have to be afraid of other men unless you're not white, because then you have to be afraid of a lot. But
yes.
I, as a woman, have to be afraid of men. I literally am so afraid of men that if I'm walking to my car and a poor, innocent man is just walking too fast next to me.
Oh, I will fucking sprint.
So what I do, because I know that A, I don't have cardio of any kind. Like, literally, walking two steps could kill a bitch. So I don't have that. And I have to know that, right, going into it. So I will just turn around and look them right in their eyes. Like, if you're going to kill me, you're going to know that I knew you were about to fucking kill me. And that
you
I
not
chose...
do it secretly.
Basically, you assisted suicide at that point. Because I was just like...
You were just giving me what
I
wanted.
I'm making this decision. Hopefully they catch me after a long work day, in which I can be like, finally.
Release. And
that's
then they'll
horrible.
Be like, I need to go.
Just to clarify... Please, if you are feeling any type of unaliving or suicidal thoughts, reach out for help. I don't actually feel that way, and I know it's a poor joke, but I'm probably going to continue to make it.
Yes, probably.
That's all. People know us by now.
We put a warning.
You're not here for the intelligence.
We put a warning in the front, and that's on you. So,
viewer listener discretion
is advised.
Is advised, and honestly, should be heeded. Proceed.
So, the strain that I'm smoking today is called Chunkberry.
Not Chunkberry.
I know. Look at it. It's cute.
Is it a Chunkberry?
Hold
on. Let me see. Maddie put me on probation. I can't smoke any.
It's a hybrid strain and often has like a frosted purple appearance.
It really does.
Its scent is reminiscent of apricots and earthy like terrain.
Also accurate.
And it's because of its diverse genetic history, which is a combination of the strains Hell's OG, Gooberry, and
okay.
Recon OGBX1.
I just appreciate it that it's chunky like me.
And definitely purple. Definitely a little apricotty and earthy. So pretty fucking accurate. And it's commonly used to help with muscular dystrophy, insomnia, multiple sclerosis, depression, stress, migraines, PMS, which I definitely need. And so that's the strain today. This one's at 23.5% and it has 0.71 myrcene and 0.2 caryophyllene. So myrcene is the most prevalent terpene, that is the relaxing, sedating terpene. Usually anything under 1% isn't that significant, but that was the dog.
He just is like so close to death. I'm sure he just lets out these little gasps and snorts every once in a while. And I swear he's gonna die, but I just like letting out one last fucking fart and just pass away.
Yeah, he might. So that's that. That's the strain.
That's the strain and the attempted murder of Madeline.
Correct. He really did try to kill me.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe you.
It was either rape or kill or stealing the dogs. Honestly, that man was not going to leave with those dogs, so he was going to die or I was going to die.
You were like, either he's going to kill me or she's going to kill me. And honestly, Sarah probably would have fucked you up quite a bit more. She'd be farting the whole way, too. She'd be like...
No, those are her babies. They're my babies.
She loves like, them so no much. They are babies.
No one's stealing my dogs. Fucking that's just absolutely... I would be, like, taken.
Joseph is, like, literally the cutest little fat fuck I've ever met in my life.
Fucking asshole.
This cat dog... I said cat because, like, I don't know why. But he literally, one time... I've probably said this before, but he was getting his nails trimmed by her mom. But, like, not trimmed, Dremeled, where they, like, have that loud-ass machine. And he's sitting on his butt in her lap, facing me, asleep.
Yes.
Un-fucking conscious. Meanwhile, every other pug that's ever come into the animal hospital for anything
he just sits there.
Screams bloody murder.
Yes.
He loves his mother.
Well, that's what Xander does, but...
of course he does, because
Joseph is very calm.
Your mom did just pick the douchiest white man names possible for these dogs. She was like, I mean, the only thing she's missing is a fucking Tristan.
Colbert.
Or a fucking Bradley.
Chadley.
Ew. Okay, what are we talking about today? I'm so excited to see you. I got really off track.
I know. So, today we are talking about Marie Antoinette. It's kind of fitting because she was the last queen of France, and people always say that, like, the French revolutions or the way that the French handle, like, when they don't like what their government is doing is super violent and unnecessary, but they get shit done.
Yeah, it's about what's going to happen here.
She was the last queen. Because they said, the fuck? That is not happening anymore. So,
oh, they were like, oh no, she's a no. She's a no for
they
me.
Were like, the oligarchs are a no for me. Because of you. So, Marie Antoinette, whose full name was Marie Antoinette Josephine Jean d'Autriche-Lorraine.
The fuck?
I can't even.
Okay, it's fine.
And I probably really butchered that, but here we are. Originally, her name was German, and it was Maria Antonia Josepha Joanna von Österreich Lothurn.
You did that thing where you just, like, gracefully bow out of the word and then just chime back in. Guys, it has been such an incredibly lengthy week for me that I'm trying so hard not to smoke while we're recording because I know that the second my body tastes this sweet, sweet flavor of peace, I'm going to fucking collapse. But let me tell you, sitting here watching Maddie enjoy a puff puff while I am not is the hardest experience of my life. But I want you to know standing strong.
But, all right, so... That's her name. Her multiple names.
They won't be wearing it out anytime soon. Because
No.
And if they wanted to remember, they couldn't even play it back because you didn't even get it right.
Yeah, no. And basically, her name became associated with the decline in the moral authority of the French monarchy. Mm-hmm. And then she rejected... she basically rejected any kind of reform, which provoked civil unrest. And her policy of court resistance to the progress of the French Revolution finally led to their overthrow of the monarchy in 1792. So, her early life, she pretty much was a victim of unfortunate circumstance because... She was basically being used as a pawn to tie France and Austria because they were pretty... They wanted to work together. The monarchies wanted to work together. But there was a lot of tension between the two countries. So in order to navigate all of these allegiances, she, at 14 years old...
Oh, cool.
14.
Okay.
Was married to Louis, who is the grandson of King Louis the fucking too many. I think the 9th. No, wait, the 15th.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Oh, you're right. That
I really read that wrong.
Pick a different name. Like.
So, the 15th, yeah, because he was Louis the 16th. Duh.
I see.
But, yeah, so they got married on May 16th, 1770, again, when she was 14 years old. And she was basically a representative of Austria, and she was the connection with Vienna, which was really unpopular opinion in France, and they did not want to be aligned with Austria for some reason. Who the fuck knows why?
What was she supposed to do? She got sold as a fucking child bride.
Correct.
And they were like, it's your responsibility. Hoo, hoo, hoo.
Yeah, they did do that.
Marie, fucking Consuela, Jessica, fucking Jordan, Brittany.
She did not want this, but, you know.
Okay.
So, apparently, Louis was very timid and uninspiring, as most men back then and today are.
I was like, what? Yesterday? I mean, unless they're fucking pulling a 90-degree fucking book it situation.
Hi, that man was definitely trying to kill me.
Okay.
So, yeah, super inattentive husband, just a piece of shit all around, probably. And by the time he got to the throne in May of 1774, Marie Antoinette had pretty much withdrawn from their relationship in order to seek companionship and distraction among a circle of, like, close friends and politically vulnerable companions who, I guess it's basically saying she went in with the wrong crowd, which wouldn't have happened if she actually had a husband who wasn't a piece of shit.
I mean, correct. I'm looking up photos of her because just now realizing I've never paid attention. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. I see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, this one was scary. Look at this one.
Oh my god.
It's like a murder doll.
She has a murder doll in that.
Okay, sorry, I got distracted. I'm just nosy sometimes and I want to look people up and put a face to it.
So, her closest friend was a princess, Princess de Lamballe.
Okay.
And basically her husband's, like, weakness and political, like, not wanting to get involved politically forced her to play such a prominent role during the French Revolution. Mm. And the role that she played in French internal and foreign policy between the accession of Louis the 16th and the outbreak of the revolution has been, like, exaggerated over time. She didn't really play that big of a role, but more than he did.
Yeah, because it doesn't sound like he played a role in his life, so.
Yeah, he just was very passive. The fall of the finance minister, Anne Robert Jacques Turgot.
Okay.
Why do you need 16 names? That's just really my question.
Pags. Like, what are you even saying?
You know, honestly, there's a lot of names happening in the next sentence, and I'm just going to skip forward.
That sounds great. No one cares.
She was not at that time interested in politics, really, except as a way of securing favors for her friends.
Oh, so she was a intellect.
Yeah, and her political influence never exceeded that. Oh, I understand. I was just, like, very unable to read that sentence for a minute. So her influence never exceeded that of the royal mistresses of her husband.
Wait, so they had more political influence on her? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, that's what the sentence says, to be honest with you.
That's...
Oh, formerly wielded by the royal mistress. I see.
Okay.
I understand now.
I just
like,
and the mistresses. Why do you need mistresses? You
the can't mistresses of her husband's father.
I understand. No. Okay, but the still, 15th. Why do you need mistresses? You can't even take care of the one.
I don't know, but apparently they had a lot of influence, and she did not.
Tell me,
and she was the wife.
Men had fucking 10 women per, and they still can't find the fucking G spot.
Oh, I know. Because they're not looking.
I mean, not all of them. Sean finds it just fine. Let's just clarify. Not on a regular basis, because sleep, but semi-regular.
Yeah. But, basically, Louis the 16th was unable to consummate their marriage. It actually took them 7 years to even... Well, actually, I have a fun fact later, so I'll say it. But
well, at he could not consummate their marriage. Well, at least it wasn't a weird rapey situation, I guess. She was only, like, 14 anyway.
So, yeah, she was childless in the 1770s. And it basically brought on a bunch of rivals, including the king's own brothers, who stood to inherit the throne if she was not able to produce a legitimate heir. And they began to circulate, like, slanderous reports of her alleged extramarital affairs, which may or may not have been true. But these vilifications culminated in something called the Affair of the Diamond Necklace in 1785, oh, in which Jesus. The queen was unjustly accused of having formed an immoral relationship with a cardinal. And I don't know what that is, but it's probably some part of the royal court.
I'm pretty sure a cardinal, isn't that a name used in, like, Catholic religion? A cardinal. Oh. I really think it is. Hold Maybe. On. I'm going to Google it while you continue.
Okay. The scandal discredited the monarchy and encouraged the nobles to vigorously oppose all the financial reforms advocated by the king's ministers. The incident was all the more unfortunate for the queen's reputation because since the birth of her daughter in December 1778, she led a much quieter, more conventional life. Her second son, the future King Louis the 17th, was born in March of 1785.
So I was panicked at first because back in the day, you know, if you had a girl, they were like, fuck off.
Mm-hmm.
What is a cardinal?
So, the French Revolution.
A cardinal is a member of the Sacred College of Cardinals, whose duties include electing the Pope, acting as his principal counselors, and aiding in the government of the Roman Catholic Church throughout the world.
Oh, okay.
Look, I knew something. Kind of, loosely.
That seems scandalous for a cardinal.
Well, I mean, I guess it's better than diddling kids like they were doing, so.
You are not wrong.
I know, like, first I was so pissed at her husband, but I was like, oh, at least he wasn't, like, fucking raping her, I guess. Like, that's usually how it goes, so that was a surprise.
Yeah, they just couldn't consummate at all.
Hmm, I'm sure she was devastated.
I'm sure. Okay. So, though the queen had supported, I'm just going to go with his last name. Necker's return to power at the end of 1788 and had approved the concession of double representation to the Third Estate. Don't know what the fuck that means. Don't know what that means at all. Couldn't elaborate. Don't ask. Her unpopularity was at its height at this time. And that was because she was regarded as an associate of the reactionary... of the king's brother Charles, and because of that, too many names.
Okay.
Honestly, that didn't really make much sense now that I'm reading it back, but you know,
sometimes
we live and we learn.
We put these notes together and we're barely conscious, so we do our best.
Well, I did all the notes and then they were deleted, so certainly the second time around has resulted in some trauma.
In this.
But she really, really wasn't involved in politics at the time, and she was distracted by the illness of her elder son, who ended up dying in June of that year, 1789.
Wasn't he born in, like, March?
Well, that was years before.
I'm sorry. That's sad. So nobody to inherit the throne now. It was probably murdered.
Yeah, she had a younger son, too.
Oh, I thought... So she had three children? The daughter and then two... Okay, I misheard.
Mm-hmm. So, Marie Antoinette proved to be stronger and more decisive than her husband, which actually doesn't sound like a surprise at all. And after a crowd stormed the Bastille on July 14th, 1789, she failed to convince Louis... to take refuge with his army, and in August, like, August and September, she successfully, convinced him to resist the attempts of the Revolutionary National Assembly to abolish feudalism and restrict the royal prerogative.
What do those words even mean?
I mean, it really is a lot.
Yeah, I just, like, here's the thing, and y'all can judge me. I know history's super important. It's not history that's the problem. It's like, what the fuck are they even saying? Like, and here's the thing. I grew up on the Bible, which is literally the hardest thing to read. The King James Version of the Bible is super confusing, and I still have no idea what the fuck. Like, why can't you just say, like, I went to her house and she wasn't there, and it'll be like, heretofore, 8:30, I was amongst a leisurely stroll of butterflies, and literally, then I made a turn at the parquet. And I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Why are you
doing this to me?
It's fine. I'm just on edge because I'm sober.
Okay.
I have a very exciting announcement. Don't let me forget.
Okay.
Because I don't think you even know.
Oh my god.
Don't worry, I'm not pregnant, guys. Okay.
So, the queen is being deprived of the company of pretty much all of her close friends during this, the fall of the Bastille. And she continued to display courage, which sustained the royal family then and throughout its later disasters. Because of his, Louis XVI's, irresolution. Honestly,
I think in this context, because this is a Bible thing that gets said sometimes, like, it's, he was not resolute about anything and didn't, it's just another word for he's a passive piece of shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, because he was passive, she had to fucking do it, and then an entire nation of people hated her for having to do a man's job, you know, because only they can do it. Only they get paid for it, I guess. It's fine. Yeah.
He basically was the worst.
He basically sounds like a fucking potato.
He was a potato.
Like, he's literally the equivalent of Petrie laying on my floor right now, bathing in the sun with his fat little body and his fucking liver-spotted skin.
Yeah, so she, discredited by the royal family's failed escape, which happened on June 20th. They arranged for the king and queen to escape from Paris, but revolutionary forces apprehended the royal couple and escorted them back to Paris, of course. So, yeah, they did not escape. She attempted to shore up the very rapidly deteriorating position of the crowd by trying to have secret negotiations with the leaders, pretty much to try and save her life. But, yeah, that wasn't gonna happen. And the basis of their secret understanding with the queen was that after the constitution had been revised so as to bolster the executive power of the king, it should be loyally accepted and implemented by Louis XVI. Which, I don't know why it wouldn't be, because it's literally making him more powerful.
Well, he's obviously too lazy for the fucking power, so maybe that's why.
So, instead she urged the necessity of an armed congress of the powers to negotiate for basically the restoration of the royal authority, which had pretty much been crumbling.
So she's just trying to keep this land alive and this structure that isn't even hers, that she married into, that this guy is too lazy to do on his own, is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, so after France declared war on Austria in 1792, she, basically being the queen, just further enraged the French, and their popular hatred of the queen was the reason for the storming of the palace and the overthrowing of the monarchy on August 10th, 1792.
So basically, this poor woman was sold as a child bride, did everything in her power to ensure that she supported her husband, who was whatever he was dicking around doing.
Government
got mad, and hey, let's not blame the sack of shit, who is literally the king of this country, but instead, we should definitely blame this child bride for not just rising to the occasion with the formidable amount of schooling she was, I'm sure, not exposed to. Because she was busy having to fucking be a debutante, probably. I don't even know if that's the right generation, but you fucking know. I'm mad about yesterday still, so you're gonna, this is how it's gonna be. And they're like, you know what we should do? Overthrow her, because a woman's the reason for all of our problems. I'm honestly surprised she wasn't declared a witch.
Yeah.
For, like, I don't know, speaking.
She spent the very the remainder of her very short life in Parisian prisons.
Great.
Her best friend was imprisoned with her.
The princess? And,
yeah, the princess.
That's mean.
And she was delivered to the hands of the Parisian mob September 3rd, 1792.
The friend or Marie?
The friend. Oh, Marie Antoinette. Indeed. So on September 3rd, that's when they cut off her head and paraded it on a spike outside of her home.
I hate people so fucking much.
King Louis XVI was executed on orders from the National Convention in January of 1793.
I mean, it makes me feel a little better. He caught it, too.
And in August, the queen was put in solitary confinement. Oh, excuse me. The friend.
Okay, so the friend was beheaded.
Yes. And the queen was put in solitary confinement, and then she was brought before the Revolutionary Tribunal October. I can't read, honestly.
You're doing your best.
I ate an edible before this, and...
Must be nice.
I shouldn't have had the whole thing. I just kept eating it because it didn't taste good, and I was trying to see why it... But I ate all of it. So, here we are. And then, okay. So, she was brought before the Revolutionary Tribunal on August...
It's October.
I did it again.
It's literally October.
It's literally the month I was born in. October 14th, 1793. And then she was guillotined 2 days later.
Oh, okay. I want to know...
So, October 16th is the day that she was guillotined and her head was very much chopped off.
She was born November 2nd, and I really want to know what that star sign is.
So, her friend, they literally cut off her head and paraded it outside of her house. Okay, and then her husband was killed in January, and she was killed in October.
Oh, she was a Scorpio. What was the other one? Louis the 16th?
Yeah.
I need to know, guys. I'm really into star signs. He's the first thing.
So yeah, it took 7 years for the king and queen to consummate their marriage.
Ew, he was a Leo. Ew.
Absolutely not.
Oh god. I should stop scrolling. It's getting worse. He looks like a complacent ass motherfucker too.
Apparently had a painful medical condition that rendered him impotent. And the palace gossip soon circulated that around Europe.
Oh, no. Sir.
He got surgery to correct the problem because, in the words of the emperor, the couple had been two complete blunderers, and then she had bore the first of their 4 children.
I mean, here's the thing. Can you imagine if I was born in this time and I was sold off to be a queen and my infertile ass showed up and I was like, sorry, the patriarchy's gonna fall. Unless you want my ass to be queen.
No, someone's brother would just steal the throne.
I would honestly probably just, like, run away. That sounds like a no for me, and it was also a time where I feel like you could still run away. There is not a corner of this fucking earth that has not been unturned yet. Overturned? I don't know what I'm trying to say, but you know what I'm trying to say.
I do.
Petrie, I feel you, bro.
Also, another fun fact, she never actually said, let them eat cake.
She didn't?
No. I mean, there's no proof of it. It's just probably a slanderous rumor, as many people like to spread, that then was written down and now it's, like, presented as a fact.
You know what's the craziest part to me is, like, do we really know a single fact? Because, A, everything is someone's perception. Like, I could literally say, I perceive this table to be white, but you could perceive it to be yellow. And who says what's white and what's yellow other than what you're told?
Yeah.
And it hurts my brain every time.
Yeah.
So is that the story, the very sad, sad story?
Well, another fun fact. So 9 months after the king was executed, the tribunal that tried her had trumped up charges basically against her, like high treason, sexual promiscuity, incestuous relations with her son, and he was forced to testify that she had molested him. And then after that 2-day trial, all of which basically had an all-male jury, they found her guilty on all charges, and that's when she was condemned to death.
I truly, with my whole soul, like, it's so confusing to me that that was the case, and for a split second my brain is like, oh, how barbaric. And then I literally say, actually, look at yesterday, and think, we have accomplished
nothing.
I truly, okay, y'all, this is going to be a very quick, mm-hmm. very quick. Do you know how, I don't know, you may or may not know, but I'm very interested in where the top of the pyramid went that was presumably gold.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that scientifically, physically, whatever, we still cannot replicate how they built it. I really think we got fucked with a Benjamin Button situation.
Aliens.
I don't even know that I think that anymore. Like, I think they're starting to, like, prove that there was technology that we do not have access to. And I'm starting to think, like, aliens didn't even come here because they were like, fuck that. I think we just literally kept getting stupider.
That would not surprise me at all.
And we were like, fuck it. And now...
Because it's certainly happening.
The ancestors are probably, like, I don't know, in space with the aliens being like, these dumb motherfuckers really did just, like, fuck up a whole ass planet.
And that's then all. We did.
So, wait, are you done? I don't want to interrupt you with another story.
Last fun fact. She was buried in an unmarked grave and then later exhumed.
Ew.
So, she was placed in a coffin and dumped into a common grave behind the Church of Madeline. Same spelling. And in 1815, after the Bourbon Restoration returned... King Louis XVIII to the throne, following the exit of Napoleon, he ordered their bodies to be exhumed and given a proper burial.
So the only thing that knocked some sense into him was Napoleon coming around.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm dead. This whole
actually
thing is tragic.
Napoleon leaving.
Oh.
The exile of Napoleon.
They said bye. You're dead.
You're dead.
I'm dead. So that's literally deceased. I didn't mean to keep interrupting you.
It's okay. Go.
It was formatted. So, as you all may know, we breed snakes in this household. And we knew one was pregnant, and she laid her eggs a while ago. And then I was looking at another one that I was sure didn't, and I was like, suspicious. She was pregnant. She then proceeded to lay eggs, which we had to hurry up and, like, fit her eggs in the incubator with the other eggs, because we only bought a one-clutch incubator, thinking that we were done. And then a few mere days later, I looked at a third snake that we had paired, which is the last one we paired, and she is pregnant.
Wow.
And then we had to buy a $300 incubator, which was actually a steal. But, so we now have these random two clutches floating around, and we're waiting for this other bitch to give birth.
Whoa.
But I also, my nephew, like, went to check on her for me one day, because I knew she was going to lay soon.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually got a video of her laying an egg.
Wow.
That's on our,
That's cool.
It's on our, like, snake Instagram, which I don't think I put that on here, because I'm like, people know enough about my life. That's for, like, the reptile people, but it was really cool, and for those of you who don't know, ball pythons lay eggs. They do not lay live babies like other types of snakes can do, and so essentially, when the egg comes out, you have to turn off all the lights, hold a flashlight up to it, and you're looking for veins to make sure it's alive and healthy, and then you can find the embryo, like, one spot where the embryo is. And then if you wait, like, until they're almost ready to hatch, you can start to see, like, it moving around and whatever.
Whoa.
So we had the second snake that went. She was a little small, so we were actually hoping she wasn't pregnant. Usually you start, like, breeding them and they start to eat more, and she just didn't. So we stopped pairing her and we're hoping we missed it. So she laid four eggs, but one of them was a dud that came out a dud. And then... one of them came out and it was completely yellow, like, inside. You couldn't see any veins.
Hmm.
But we kept it just separate, so, like, if it went rotten, whatever. But then we checked the other day and there were still no veins, but there was an embryo there.
Weird.
So we're just waiting to see what happens. But basically, they understood the assignment that I was not capable of understanding. And now we are going to be snake parents to way more babies than we were prepared for.
That's a lot of babies.
And we have to buy a new rack system, which we were able to order online, and we can pick it up literally 2 days before we cut these eggs open.
Wow.
And I was like, that's all. I'm sure none of you care, but if you do, let us know on Instagram. I think we're up to 85 of you, 87. I don't know. You guys, thank you. But if you want to see it, let me know. It's not bloody or anything. Like, the video of the egg coming out, it literally just looks like a chicken laying an egg almost. Like, you can't even see her face. It's just her butt. And the, like, you just see the egg come out, but it's not gross or anything. I'll show you.
I didn't really think it was going to be gross.
Some people were like, ew, what's that look like? And I was like,
what do you mean? It's just a fucking egg coming out.
Yeah, like, I mean, I don't know. But it's not like women going into childbirth. I can assure you that. It did not look that way.
Oh, God, no.
So, and, like, the one that was pregnant is the nicest snake ever. And even when we went to take her off the eggs, because, like, you remove them so they can go back on feed and stuff, she was just happy as a pig and shit. Second one, try to fuck Sean up.
she struck at him, like, it had to have been, like, 13 times. She Ooh. Was like, the fuck you are taking these eggs from me. Ooh. And I was like, damn, he really had to, like, give it his best effort. But for those of you who care about reptiles, both of the moms have since eaten, and they ate the first meal that was offered to them after giving birth, which is really good. It means that they are ready to put some weight back on mm-hmm. and get healthy, and sometimes they refuse and it can be really scary, and I just felt really relieved, and I just wanted to share that because the rest of this week was hot shit.
Yep.
And my goddaughter's teething, and for those of you that are full-time parents, I will say it every day of my fucking life: A, I'm sorry for your loss. B, you deserve a fucking award, and if you have more than one kid,
yeah,
you deserve $1 million and a full-time therapist, live in, and an au pair.
It's not asking a lot.
That's all I have to say for this episode.
Well, that is all I have as
well. Bye.
Bye.